Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's edition of the Fast Five. It's September 7th, 2018. Now, before we get to the Fast Five this week, we've got a couple of important announcements to make. First, Ann and I are going to be out at shop.org next week, and we'll be podcasting live from the event. I'm also excited to announce officially today that for shop.org, Xenia Retail will be our sponsor for every podcast we tape and record on site. Second, I also want to let you know that I'll be participating in a webinar hosted by Uberall next week on Thursday, September 13th, on the future of retail. If you want to give that a listen, go to uberall.com to sign up. All right, so without further ado, let's get right to this week's top stories. It was a pretty interesting week. Story number one, J.Crew plans to sell on Amazon. Call this one a case of right strategy, but wrong execution. J.Crew announced this week that it plans to sell its lower-priced mercantile line on Amazon. But I gotta tell you folks, I don't like this move at all. I want to buy into Amazon as the new virtual mall, but J.Crew opening up distribution based on lower prices is completely the wrong move. The right move for J.Crew is to play on the brand itself and to take the product upmarket on Amazon and be the only one true source of J.Crew product on the platform. The strategy J.Crew is employing will essentially have the same results that the creation of Old Navy had on Gap over time. Gap's products essentially got cheaper, people had new means of access to consume them, and fewer and fewer people found reasons to go to Gap stores over Old Navy as the years wore on. From this strategy, expect the same thing to happen with J.Crew for its stores and also through the Amazon platform. Okay, story number two, Instagram is reportedly debuting its own shopping app. According to The Verge, which should never in any way, shape, or form be confused with the band The Verve, Instagram will soon debut a standalone shopping app. The launch date is currently unknown. The process here is that 4 out of 5 Instagram users already follow a business on Instagram, so why not test the waters with a new marketplace? I love this move. If anything, Instagram and Facebook will learn from the approach, and I expect Facebook to try to bolster its marketplace very soon too, in the same direction. I've talked about this a lot of times, but Facebook has the advantage in implicitly knowing what we want and being able to serve up that information against what Google and Amazon know about us, which is all our explicit intentions of typing in search words and queries. Facebook / Instagram has the ability to bypass the entire Google Amazon stranglehold on first product searches and to take consumers to product even faster via these new types of marketplaces. We're going to be watching this really closely at OmniTalk. And if you're interested to learn more, you can check out my post this week on Forbes. It's called Forget Comp Sales. This is the most important statistic in retail. And in that article, I go more in depth on first product searches, what they can portend, and why Facebook is so formidable in the long run. Okay, story number three, Coca-Cola bought European coffee chain Costa. This week, Coke spent $5 billion, and I'm sure my Minneapolis accent came out very strong right there. Coke spent $5 billion to get into a business even more addictive than the sugar water business it is in now, the business of coffee. Coke acquired Costa Coffee, which has roughly 4,000 stores spread across 32 countries. I gotta tell you, I like this move too. Coke needs to diversify its portfolio given the trends around sugar, and Starbucks is deeply entrenched as a leader in the coffee house business. I'm excited to see what run for the money another deep-pocketed company like Coke can give Starbucks in the quest to be the third place in people's lives. As we've talked about in the past quite often, the aspect of third places is only going to get more important for people in the future as commerce unfolds and the desire to spend time and form memories in places becomes really the only true differentiator between a physical and a digital commercial experience. That's why I see no reason why Starbucks over the long run should still have the monopoly that it currently has on this concept of the third place. Story number four, HEB plans to create a digital innovation lab in Austin, Texas. Now, I haven't talked about them much over the year, but HEB is actually an awesome grocer. They're based in San Antonio, Texas, and HEB is a stalwart in the grocery business down in Texas. They announced this week that they plan to open up an 81,000 square foot tech innovation lab in Austin, Texas. I like this move a lot. If HAB has shown one thing throughout its history, it's the ability to move with the market and the changing times. This new strategy shows that they're taking a page from the book that OmniTalk frequently recommends of going outside the box, here in this case, putting the lab in Austin, not San Antonio, and thinking more greenfield about their approach to omnichannel retailing. I would not be surprised at all if HEB is a leader in the omnichannel retailing space in the years to come because of how well HEB understands its customers. All right, story number five to close it all up. Amazon Go opened its third store this week. Yes, that's right, Amazon Go's third store. Last week, Amazon Go went number two, pun intended, and already they've opened up their third store in Seattle. Little is known about the third store thus far, except that it is slightly bigger. I'm dying to hear how it compares in assortment and architecture to the first two installations. So if anyone out there has any more intel, please message us and let us know. One thing is definitely for certain though, you still have to respect the hell out of Amazon. Opening two stores in the span of one week is hard. Really freaking hard. But opening two stores with the most advanced technology in the entire country, well, that's damn right impressive. Truly, truly impressive, Amazon. All right, that about closes us up for the week. I also published one of my favorite all-time pieces for the Robin Report this week too. It's called Brandless, A Fad Like Shake Weight, or The Next Big Thing. You can only imagine where I come down on that side of the argument, and it's probably one of the most candid pieces I've ever put out. The Cardinal play the mighty USC Trojans this week, so go Cardinal, and of course, as always, be careful out there.